You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Over the course of the show here today, as appendages have fallen off and we are sitting here running the gamut of emotion between panicked and laughing, and I'm just talking about the stock market. You also have just us doing the show around everything going on with Stugatz, who had to leave. Billy had to leave. We will be back on Monday because we've got a lot of plates spinning. But one of the plates that we have spinning, and I wanted to discuss this with you guys and with Mike, because we are testing something at worldofsui.com where we have wanted for years to have the ability to make instantaneous art and put it on t-shirts and sell it to you and just experiment with art and jokes in time, in real time. We've enjoyed doing the Twitch for you today. Mike, this was a success, right? The idea that our engineers got us up and functioning in a way that if you watched us on ESPN News, I don't know exactly what people saw, but if they went to Twitch, they got a reasonable facsimile of what they're used to in terms of seeing us on television.
Big shout out to Alex and Jay that helped put this thing together. I shit you not, and this is not to throw stones, but I've done these before at a previous place of employment, and it wasn't this seamless and fun to do in the past. So I'm really impressed, and it's good to know that the pirate ship also has video capabilities.
So we don't know if we're going to keep doing this right now, but it was nice to see it function today. I look forward to going over all the mistakes that we made and having you guys provide your feedback so that we could fix stuff. But we were really encouraged, right? Because this has been a bit of a struggle here. I don't think, Mike, you had no idea the difficulties in engineering that were in this place in terms of having to do all this stuff where we go from one day to the next and we've lost all of our infrastructure.
Oh, I did. No one else did, but I did.
Okay.
But thanks to Dan and his seemingly limitless checkbook, we've been able to get the right people in here to know what I didn't know, and they've been tremendous, and we haven't missed a beat. The fans are getting the content, and they're enjoying what we're putting out there. So far, the feedback that I've seen has been people really enjoyed being able to watch us again. I think maybe, perhaps, I don't know if the viewers caught on to this, but we enjoyed the visual sandbox as well.
The thing that Twitch would provide us, Mike, is that live element where people would be watching it, and that's the dangerous element that's missing when you have podcasts where if we're doing it live, we can't just sort of stop and re-edit it. So anyways, we'll talk about all that stuff off air. We'll talk all about that stuff on air with you as we figure out how we want to do this in the next incarnation. But at the moment, I am sending everyone in this Zoom a text. Chris Whittingham, Chris Cody, Roy Bellamy, and Mike Ryan. And I am going to present to you an argument that Mike Ryan and I were having off air here as we arrive in a place where we are trying to sell t-shirts to you of live art or art that has happened on the show. And my brother just made, and we will have stuff at worldofsui.com soon that will be more than just t-shirts. But for the moment, It's just t-shirts that we're just testing sort of how quickly we can get things in your hands. But I believe, without going into too many details, guys, because we don't want to spoil this, I believe that the one that you have on your text right now is the best one that's been done this week off of Amin El Hassan coming onto the show, coming onto the pirate ship and saying, look, he can't follow rules here. He's just got to do it his way. On the group chat last night, I asked everybody in the group to come up with a pirate name for Amin better than Captain Double Dribble, because Captain Double Dribble is my was what my brother did, and we needed to do better than that. Because
admittedly terrible.
Yeah, we needed to do better than that. And so we had some nominees, and we settled on one that Mike is now not allowing. Now, Corporate Mike, speak around it however it is that you need to speak around it. Guys, please don't betray any confidences here, but the name that we have chosen for the pirate, which I think is funny and was provided by Billy, Mike is saying that we cannot do. It is the best of the names we have. Please do not repeat the name because Mike doesn't want to get in any trouble with anyone here. But I think it speaks to the character the best. Mike, what can you tell the audience about what you and I are presently embroiled in? I am arguing with an executive producer who is crazed and manic because all day today he's been trading and losing money, $2,000 at a clip.
Thankfully, I haven't lost my judgment when it comes to show decisions, I don't think, because this is the when you run the risk of crowdsourcing this via group text, you have a bunch of people with nothing to lose and no skin in the game. So the idea was funny and the art was put together. I thought something went without saying that you probably shouldn't do there.
Okay, well, here we go. But without revealing it to the audience, guys, Roy, the name of Amin's character in the middle of the t-shirt, funny or not funny?
It's funny, but not doable.
Chris, funny or not funny?
Funny. Let's roll the dice.
Whittingham, funny or not funny?
Let's protect ourselves legally here.
So, can I say it, Mike?
No, at least so the audience... you can't say it, and you sure as shit can't put it on a t-shirt. I'm okay. So mad.
It's wordplay. It's a wordplay that we're not allowed to use, right?
Disseminating.
How good is that shirt? It was disseminating. How good is that shirt?
It's great, and it's not made less great by removing one of the jokes that we cannot do, and we've probably already spoken too much about.
Well, how about giving me a better name? It's Amin El Hassan's character. Let's crowdsource this. Let's send it out to the audience. Who wants to be clever? What's the hashtag we can put on Twitter so that the people can send us, or Reddit, or wherever it is they want to go, send us a good pirate name for a t-shirt involving Amin El Hassan? I want to get this t-shirt out there because I think the art is really exceptional.
Use hashtag pirate Amin and send us what you think to be Amin's best pirate name. It could be a play on something from his past and known pirates. We're trying to meld the two worlds here. Let's do that, and don't get me sued.
Hashtag pirate Amin, A-M-I-N. Send your best applicants. The community, the trained community around our show, we appreciate that very often they become very good producers for the show. In this case, you will become producers of art. Whoever it is that comes up with the funniest name, that's the one that'll be on the t-shirt. All you have to beat right now is Captain Double Dribble, which doesn't seem like very much of a standard. See if you can do better than that. What do you have, shirtless Chris?
The Porny Pirate.
The Porny Pirate is, it's not as good as what's on there right now, is it? No, it is not. The one that's on there right now, Porny Pirate.
I mean, it depends how you're viewing this. I think it's much better than what is presently on there.
Chris, can we see your nipples? Is there any chance here as we peter out for the end of the show?
You can see my peter.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.